strips the beautiful morning to a crow shrieking over the dew. Smeared ground, the tree is a shudder as if sudden cold clutches the inner fiber. Blood trickles from the wound. It's a vast awakening of pain and dream, and the awakening that, when it ends, will reveal a soul and a timorous time. The mud smudges the skin, all skin. These are marks of a nearness to earth, a surface, a ripening and being constantly born, a permanent springtime whose next season will be sudden winter, permafrost and spikes of ice on the straggling bushes and high on the mountains. The sun hardly catches its breath before the snaking, wriggling power of life's dangerous river wagons and horses with their frightened black eyes and souls whinnying and crying into the cold air, their hot breathing visible like spray in what seems like a terrible affair of movement and dying stasis and dying speaking as dying silence as dying. And who is older than this story? Who has seen all this, and yet, despite it, keeps returning to the riverbed to drink, gulp down what to others might seem destiny or fate, but is really just the appearance of a hare down in the valley, a swallow over the rooftops, a fox returning in the last dark before dawn. The body is haunted by a solid line that is sexual, a forfeited strangeness as the ripped skirt, the shadows in the trapper's hut, the muffled, muffling resistance is another way of seeing how from a twisted, dark root juices still flow, sap rising to beyond the pure saffron of the moon.